I would like you to turn with me, please, to Matthew's Gospel and to the chapter 8. Matthew's Gospel and to the chapter 8. Reading some verses from the verse 1. Matthew's Gospel and to the chapter 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way. Show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Amen. We know that God will bless the reading of his own precious word. Just a moment of prayer, please, as we turn to God's word. Father in heaven, we thank thee for all that has gone on in the meeting thus far, for the singing of the lovely hymns of Zion, for the tithes, for the offerings brought into the storehouse, and we pray what has been given you'll take and you'll use for your glory. Now, Lord, we thank you for the word of God that we have read together, this word that forever is settled in heaven. And we pray now that as we would just preach the word, give us that simplicity, Lord, that the very youngest in the meeting will understand the message of the gospel. So, Lord, for these few moments, come now and shelter us neath the blood. Close us into thyself. We ask it in our Savior's worthy and wonderful name. Amen and amen. Men. We're going to look for a few moments tonight at these verses that we have read together from Matthew's Gospel and the chapter 8. You see, in this passage, the Lord Jesus Christ is presented to us in a very special way. He's presented to us as the conquering Christ. If you look at Matthew's purpose in this passage, you will understand. Because in the previous chapters, Christ is established as the supreme teacher. The Sermon on the Mount has just finished on Matthew's 5, 6, and 7. And in chapter 8, it begins, when he was come down from the mountain. Christ has just come down from the mountain. The people have just listened to the greatest teacher ever to be heard by man. the supreme teacher and instructor sent of God. But now in chapter 8, Matthew sets out to show us that Christ is not only the supreme teacher, but he is also the supreme healer. Not only does the Lord Jesus Christ say the things and teach the word, but he makes it known and shown to the public just what he can do as God's Son. It says in verse 16, "And when even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast the spirits out with his word, and healed all that were sick." We're going to look tonight at some cases that, as far as the Jewish Pharisees would be concerned, they were impossible cases. There was no hope for them. The first person we read off in the chapter is a leper. And of course, Pharisees would have nothing to do with a leper or with leprosy. But the Savior meets this man, and the Savior cleanses him. The next person is a Gentile, and again, the Pharisees would have absolutely nothing to do with the Gentiles. But the Savior, what does he do? He dealt with a Gentile situation, and he healed the Gentile servant. The next person, and I'm sorry about this, ladies, but the next person in the chapter is a woman. And the Pharisees would have nothing at all to do with a woman. In fact, when they prayed, they thanked God for making them men and not making them a woman. Male chauvinists of the first degree. But Christ met this woman, and Christ healed this woman. Then in verse 16, we find here demonized people. People who were possessed with the devil. And what does the Lord do? Again, the Lord heals them all. We have got to grasp now the message from Matthew. Matthew says to us, look, there's a leper, and society has nothing to offer them. Here's a Gentile, and again, society wants nothing to do with them. Here is a woman, and they want nothing to do with her. There are demonized people, and again, they want nothing to do with them. Impossible situations, yet the Lord deals with them all. Friends, we have to realize tonight the marvelous ability of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is not a problem, there is not a situation that Christ cannot conquer. And he is still the same today as when he came down the mountain. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. And if you are not saved tonight, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ can save you. If you're a backslider tonight, thank God Christ can restore you. Christian, Christ tonight can set us on fire for the work of God that lies ahead. So tonight I want to present the Savior as the conquering Christ. And I want to look at these four meetings very, very simply. Verse 2 and 3 says, "And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy left, his leprosy was cleansed." The conquering Christ can cleanse sin's defilement. The conquering Christ can cleanse sin's defilement. Let's look at this leper just for a moment. And I know some people have a problem when we use leprosy as a type of sin. But leprosy in Scripture is a great type of sin's defilement. You see, sin separates a person from God. And leprosy separated a person from their home, from their wives, from their families. There's a great separation. You read Leviticus chapter 13 and 14. There are some horrifying things about leprosy which can be applied to sin. Leprosy is deep. Sin is deep. It's in the heart. Leprosy spreads. Leprosy defiles. Leprosy isolates, as does sin. Anything touched by leprosy was only fit for burning. There's a leper, and he comes to Christ with his problem. Social problem, religious problem, separation problem. He's a man and he cannot worship God. He's a man and he cannot talk to his wife and family. And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ does something that no one else would ever do or would ever think of doing. And very often we read it so quickly, we pass it by. It says in verse 3, Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. And touched him. You didn't do that with a leper. But Christ did. And now see what happens. He took from that man the leprosy and gave to this poor man life. He took from that man that which was the man's, and he gave to him that which was Christ's. He gave him life. Does that not make you think of Calvary? We've been singing it tonight. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore my burden to Calvary. And he suffered and he died all alone. Dear friend, it doesn't matter who you are or how far down in sin you are. Christ can cleanse you, and the conquering Christ can make you whole. We could stay here to midnight and we could have a meeting of testimonies. And one by one, people would get up and tell us how that in the depths of sin that the Lord reached down and he lifted them out of the mire and out of the clay and out of the filth of this old world. We would have testimony after testimony how the conquering Christ cleansed our sin's defilement. And friends, we're only saved tonight because of his cleansing. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I want you to see, secondly, that the conquering Christ can cure sin's disablement. It says in verse 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Here's a man, and very often we major on the centurion's faith, but here lying at home some miles away was a man disabled by paralysis, a man who felt useless, a man who should have been working, but he was lying, a man who should have been walking, but he was lying. A man who should have been serving, but he was lying. He could not work. He could absolutely do nothing. But when Christ spoke the word, he was healed that very moment. Maybe tonight you're a backslider. And you're here tonight and you remember a time in your life when you trusted Christ. And sometimes when we talk to people who claim to be backsliders, and they'll tell you the things that they used to do for the Lord. I was involved in this. I used to be in children's work. But then I just got away from it. My friends, listen to me tonight. It's not about what you used to do, but it's about what you're doing now. It's all about today. Thank God tonight, if you're a backslider, the conquering Christ can cure your disablement. Whatever it is has come between you and the Lord. Was it a friendship? Was some other thing in your life that came in and took your attention in a different direction? Whatever that thing was, or whatever it is, listen to me. The conquering Christ can cure that sin's disablement in your life, and he can do it tonight. And you can serve him again. You can serve him again. The conquering Christ can cleanse sin's defilement. And the conquering Christ can cleanse and heal sin's disablement. But the conquering Christ can calm sin's disturbance. Verse 14 and 15, we've read it about Peter's wife's mother, she had a fever. The leper, the Gentile, and now we're going to look at the woman. Peter's wife's mother was in a fever. And Peter, I'm sure, was distressed about the situation. Here was a woman lying with a burning fever. And I'm sure you mothers know what it's like when the child is not well. And they begin to get a high temperature. And they begin to burn up. And it gets dangerous. I can remember when one of my lassies was young. She took some sort of a virus, they called it, as they always do. But she had such a high temperature that every time she looked at me, she could see spiders and she could see fish and she could see all these different things. She was burning up. And she was saying all things that children shouldn't be saying. As we would say, she was talking rubbish. You'll say she was like her dad then. But you know, this is what happens when you're in a fever. And you know, this was an older woman. An old age should bring calmness. Old age should bring serenity and bring peace. But this poor woman was burning up with a fever. And all the calmness and all the serenity and all the quietness was gone out of her life. She was disturbed, this poor lady. But then we read that Christ comes in verse 15, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her. Oh, what a thrill. And this lady proved that she was well. She proved that the fever was gone, because what did she do? She made them a meal. She made them a meal. She served them a tea. Dear friends, maybe tonight you're here and you're in a fevered state. And you're never, never happy with your life. And you're always seeking something else. You're always restless. And you're never satisfied with life. I'm going to say it tonight. There's the words of the hymn, and we sing it often. Now none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love, there's life, and there's lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. You know, friends, sin can cause a fever in a family. Sin can destroy families. And sin can destroy relationships. And it can cause unhappiness in families, unhappiness in situations, and unhappiness in relationships. I often think of the storm in Matthew chapter 14. I've preached on it before. And I like to think about the calm that the Lord brought in that awful disturbance. And those people were fearing for life itself, and the Lord stepped in, and the Lord brought a calmness that only he could give. And if you're here tonight, dear friend, and you're not saved, and you have no peace in your life, Christ tonight can give you a calmness that you've never experienced before. He can give you a peace that you've never experienced before. Christ can conquer sin's disturbance and give you peace and rest in your heart and in your soul. And I want you to see, and I know the open door will be on tonight, but I want you to see finally that Christ can conquer sin's dominion. We have a people totally dominated by sin. They're demented by sin. They're totally in the grasp of the devil himself, and he's torturing these poor people. People perhaps at one time who were good people. People perhaps at one time were very nice people. But sin had come in and sin had ruined their lives. Maybe there was somebody's son here. Maybe there was somebody's daughter here. Maybe there was someone's father or mother here. Whoever there were, they were in a terrible, terrible, terrible state. My dear friend, sin changes people. And it changes them for the bad, not for the good. Sin takes over and destroys a life. Remember Legion. Poor man. Demented. All was moving. All was crying. No peace. No rest. But thank God Christ can take you tonight. And Christ can transform you tonight. And Christ can conquer sin's dominion over you. If you read Revelation chapter 5, it starts with a man weeping and it ends with a choir singing. And in between the man weeping and the choir singing, there's one person, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who has prevailed, the conquering Christ. And he is the only one, my friend, listen to me, who can change weeping into singing. The world will not do it. And the pleasures of the world will not do it. And the friends of the world will not do it. It will be Christ and Christ alone. The conquering Christ he cleanses. The conquering Christ he cures. The conquering Christ he calms. And praise God, the conquering Christ he changes. Would you not like your life to change tonight? Would you not like to go home a new creature? Not a new creature in the Free Presbyterian Church, but tonight you can be a new creature in Christ. Oh, I trust that the Lord will give to you this calmness and the Lord will bring into your life this change. Backslider, is it not time you put your hand back into the nail-pierced hand of your Savior? You see, there are people preaching tonight who were once far away from the Lord. There are people working in children's meetings tonight who at one time wandered away from the Lord. Christ tonight, backslider, can bring you back and he can give you again a work to do. But it's only the conquering Christ who can do all this. Remember, the conquering Christ. He cleanses, he cures, he calms. But if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. And old things will pass away, and all things will become as new. May the Lord bless his word to all of our hearts.